First, the scratchings at the moment are 5, 6, 7 and 9. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, takeout 7, Major Sharp, number 7. In race 5, number 3, Hearns Oak, number 3. Race 6, clear. Race 7, number 7, Hair Trigger, with a poor blood pitcher yesterday, so they scratched. And race 8, 12 a GNC and 14 Zinzan Elsie, 12 and 14. As we know, Winona Costin's not riding. She had a slight bout of concussion out of a Kembla Grange trial for. We're still awaiting a rider for Fine Mist in race 9, number 11, and repeating that Samantha Clinton isn't riding and that Andrew Atkins goes on Power Line, race 5, number 1. So that brings you up to date. Guys, we're going to talk a lot about Randwick, but just while we've got a sec before our first interview comes online, the Caulfield Cup, Ron, how do you see it? Is it a wide-open affair?
Look, it's an interesting race, as it always is. It's I don't know whether it's a wide-open affair. It's hard to line the internationals up. You know, when I'm looking at my internationals at Caulfield, I want one with a turn of speed, and Scottish looks the one for there. Look, the more I look at this race, the more I'm having something on Sir John Hawkwood. You know, I think he maps so well here. I think he's going lengths better than what he was in the winter, where he was consistent and had form around Real Love. And I just think he's going to be the forgotten horse in Melbourne, especially on the totes in Victoria. I think he'll be could be any price. So I'm happy to go with him. Obviously, I think Jamaica's a chance, and I think Tally, who I would have tipped from a barrier, if he has luck, I think he's in the race. And Scottish, as I forecast, I thought he was the best of the internationals.
And how do you see it, Mike?
I'm a bit of a Sacred Master fan. I thought his Metrop run was good. I thought he's come to hand quite nicely. I think the mile and a half is his perfect distance. Looking at his New Zealand ratings to Australian stuff now, he's improved quite a lot, the horse. And Tommy Berry, lightweight, give him a good ride. All the usual suspects, but it's the one I'm interested in, the 15.
Okay, I was out there yesterday at Werribee doing Racing HQ, and I know you joked about it on Punters Postmortem back on Monday, but it seems to be, Duff, that all the horses that are set to run today have had no issue, that they've regained the weight and they haven't missed a beat.
No, exactly right. So full steam ahead.
Yep, it is. All right, so that's the Caulfield Cup. We'll talk more about it through the morning. And, of course, for our radio audience, Dean Lester and Mark Hunter will be online just after 9 o'clock with their previews. Everyone that we're trying to ring, Ron, is not answering. We had a sluggy start. Or John Thompson's jagged the line. John, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you on. I don't know whether you were there for that long, but I know Duff is starting to warm to Sir John Hawkwood. I reckon you're hoping he's right.
Look, Ronnie, we can't get him any better. He's really done well since the Metrop, and since he's arrived in Melbourne, he's really thrived. He's a happy horse. He's going as good as he can go. He needs to take that next step now, a little bit stronger race than the Metrop.
Yeah, obviously, he was trained at Caulfield at some stage in his career, so there's familiar surroundings there, John.
Yeah, we took him there on Tuesday, and he was showing us around. So yeah, he's a very versatile horse. He's got no weight. He's got a good barrier. He'll make his own luck. He's an easy horse to ride. You know, and as you said, he was trained at Caulfield, so that shouldn't be a worry. It ticks a lot of boxes. It's just a matter of whether he measures up and how good the Europeans are.
There's only 2 weeks between runs this time. It's well documented. You like to space his runs. Do you think that's any issue with him today?
I don't think so. They seem to think he goes well fresh. And, I don't really train my horses that hard anyway. And he can only be guided on how the horse is. And he's, they say they always used to have trouble getting to eat. And I can't fill him up. He's eating very well. And he works good. He seems a very happy horse. So.
Confident jockey?
Yeah, he seems confident. He's been down here all week with him, and he's an easy horse to ride, which makes it a bit simpler for him. You know, obviously it's his first ride in the Caulfield Cup, and I'm sure there's a bit of nerves there, but he's got a lot of confidence in the horse, and he'll get the job done.
How's the mare, First Seal? She tightened up since that first up run.
Yeah, she just needed the run there. She's in as good a shape as we can get her in. You know, she's that bit fitter. The worry with her is It's the first run in Melbourne this way and at Caulfield. That'll be a bit, you know, not sure how she'll handle that. She's worked good in gallops, but, you know, race speed's a different story.
Your only other runners in Sydney here, Dan Jert, 2 months between runs, 2400. I suppose that's the horse. He's got no speed. He needs staying distance, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just a dead set stayer. He did have a little injury after the first up run. He pulled a plate and tread on the toe clip and missed a couple of weeks' work, but he's back on track now. He's had a trial, and yeah, this run will probably tighten him right up, but he might run a nice race fresh too.
All right, John, well, good luck with him today, the big ones in Melbourne. Let's hope he runs a big race for you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, John. John Thompson there going through his runners. Dan Jert, of course, a little hiccup, but as we know, Ron and Mike, John is a patient trainer. We've learnt in time with that, and he'd be right there today. There wouldn't be an issue there.
No, not at all. It'd be fine.
No. How do you see this Brian Crowley, Mike? I didn't ask
how
you.
How about I talk about the track first?
Oh, yes. Okay. You've been out for a walk?
Yeah, I walked it Thursday and Friday. We had a light shower of rain on Thursday evening, but I don't think that made any difference. Now, going back to a normal rail, everyone would say, well, you've got to get away from the fence a bit, but because we've had two pretty firm tracks, well, you know, that were bordering on fast the last two meetings, the inside of this track today, of course, it's the protected pad because the rail's been 3 metres out and 6 metres out. We've come back to a normal pad. It's a beautiful pad there. And I think this is the first time in, I can't remember the last time, when the fence has been quite firm. I just think this, you know, all this dry weather we've had, there's very little resistance on the fence. I think it'll play quite well. I can't see it cutting up because it's such a great pad. So I'm saying that the fence might be quite all right today. So I'd be keeping a big eye on it for sure, especially in the early races. I can't see why it won't be. It's equally as firm as it is when you get out six or seven horses where it's cut up a bit from the last two meetings. So it just makes sense to give the fence a try today.
Okay. Track's well. The track's good, isn't it? Because usually we've had these couple of firm tracks and we've been a bit shaky that it's going to be hard to make up ground, but it's been quite fair, really.
Yep. Yeah,
no. Righto. Mike, I'll ask you about the Brian Crowley in a moment because we've got trainer Bryce Hayes online who has Speeth coming back in the last race, the City Tats Lightning. Morning to you, Bryce.
Top of the morning, gentlemen.
Must be excited. There's been a bit of build-up on the horse, me pounding you along the road. When are you coming back? When are you trialling all that? We're finally here.
look, it hasn't been that long. You race deep into the winter, so... It wasn't until this race that we thought out that we would try and have him ready for first up. So, just happy to be have a nice horse going to the races first up at Royal Randwick.
Yeah, you've looked after him, Bryce, and placed him pretty well. Is this going to be his prep?
I'll tell you today. We're just worried about today, Ronnie, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
Today we'll pretty much, lay a foundation for what might be in the next sort of 3 or 4 weeks. But at the same time, we're still pretty reserved. My gut feeling is we're just still trying to look after him till the autumn.
Okay, so he's a big, bold, striding horse, as we know. He's got an inside draw today. Is that any concern?
Oh, I think it would have to be. I'm not going to overthink things. The horse is first up. He looks well. His blood's good. And, he's got to be a query because he hasn't won on no matter the scenario under the two occasions he has been first up, he hasn't won. So, I just want to get him through today, but it's a good starting point for him.
Where do you see him in the run today?
Oh, well, Ronnie, I don't know. ideally midfield, you know.
Yeah.
Midfield and obviously going to need a bit of luck. Encouraged to hear Michael's thoughts on the track, and I was sort of hoping it possibly could be that way too because of the dry weather that we've had, but I don't want to overthink things. With the last race of the day, what will be, and we just need a good heady ride by Jay. The only query is I would like to see him, a fraction tighter in condition, in saying that, there's a few there's sort of a lot more screwed down than him, and it's just at what point of the race they come back to him,
His only trial was on September 23, so there's been a good break between the trial and the race. That was a plan all along?
I would have liked to have got two trials into him. I was going to trial him before that, but it just didn't excuse me, originally I'd planned to trial him before the trial at Warwick Farm, Ronnie, but yeah, we just sort of were able to get enough work into him, and then we just waited for the Warwick Farm trial, which we were quite happy with, to be honest.
Okay, so listening to you, you think he's going to be a better horse in the autumn. How far do you go through this spring? How many runs would you like to give him?
Oh, I'm just worried about today.
Okay. Your other runner's Travancore. He's lacks experience at this level, but looks to have a future.
I think he'll be a nice horse next year. Just in a little bit of a scenario where probably everyone thinks us we're mad running him, but it was just sort of a long-range plan. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity to give him a day out on a big track, because we'd like to see him back at Randwick in the autumn. He's just, you know, we freshened him up nicely after Newcastle. We thought he could, be, you know, hard to beat in both his two runs to date. And then we're going to give him a freshen up and come to this race and come up a little bit stronger than we would have anticipated. But he's had a beautiful month, and his blood work, and after his work last Saturday morning, we know that, you know, we've probably ended up with a bit of an ask for him, but he'll run competitively. We're happy enough with him.
Okay. Just one more back on Species. He's a $3.50 favourite today. Just listening to you, there's some reservations, you know, at this level.
He's a false favourite.
Okay, that's all I want to hear. Okay, beauty. Good luck anyway.
Righto. Good luck today, Bryce. Hope he runs well for you, mate.
He'll run well. Good luck.
Bryce Hayes joining us there. Good on you, mate. Bryce Hayes, the trainer of Speeth, being pretty honest and upfront about what he thinks of the horse being first up today, Ron, just off the one trial.
Yeah, you get a little reservations there.
A little bit jittery.
Shaky in your boots there if you've taken the 350. Yeah. Anyway.
He did trial really well, though, didn't he?
Oh, gee, he looks a nice horse, doesn't he?
He might be just one of those horses, Ron, that he is just a good horse, that he might be still good enough to win.
Yeah, well, as Bryce said, we'll find out today. You know, he did good things at his last prep and kept improving, but...
About the trial, Ron?
Oh, it's just beautiful. He's just gets his head up, and he's a real sprinter. He wants to savage the line. He's a really nice horse, but obviously there's reservations about him today, and maybe Bryce is a bit nervous himself. He wants the horse to go out and show it and prove himself. When you get a horse like this, I think he's got a lot of time for him, obviously, but there's just a little bit of pressure on him today.
I mean, you look at Speeth at 350, Kinglike at 5 and Kaepernick at 7. The next priced horse is out at $11. It'll be interesting to see how the market reacts now off that interview and to see who tightens.
Well, where do they turn to? You know, Kinglike and Kaepernick are the same. You know, not the same, but they're the same as each other. They're off bad runs, really.
Mm. Yep.
But they've both... they're both talented horses. So there's a few ways to turn, but I think you keep coming up as Speeth is probably the horse with the most upside in the race.
Can't wait to have a chat with Gerald Ryan trying to get a push on Kinglike.
Yeah, well, he's got ins and outs there too. I wouldn't rule him out. He comes out of a pretty hot race in Melbourne.
Yeah, and has Barry trialled since?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think it's just had the gallops.
Yeah.
By the way, one of our good mates... is about to join us, Anthony Cummings, but another good mate, Ron, Peter O'Brien from, formerly from Coolmore, and he just runs a magnificent property now out there in the Hunter Valley. It's his 50th birthday today, Ron. 5-0 today.
Good on you, Pete. I'm sure there'll be
party.
Big party tonight.
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I've got work to do, Andrew.
Okay, righto. No, sadly I'm not. It would be a good night though. Big crew coming down from the Hunter Valley for a big party in Sydney. So to you, Pete, happy 50th. Hope it's a ripper of a day. Anthony Cummings is joining us now. Morning to you, Anthony.
Morning, how are you?
I'm well. Thunder Fantasy goes, wow, bang, see you later. Got the money. I hope you got something on tab.
I'm not a punter these days, Andrew, but I was very pleased to see it win.
It
was very good. Like he's been working well for a fair while. We were pleased with what he showed in the trials, what he was asked to do. And he was the best horse racing on the day. I think he's about the highest rated horse at the meeting on the day, so he's entitled to be up the front there somewhere.
Yeah, well done, Anthony. It was a great achievement. How's he pulled up?
Pulled up really good. He's coming to Melbourne this weekend, and the plan is to go to the mile that's now on Derby Day and see what he can show for us there. But, you know, he's raced close to his best, I think, first up, and I suppose while that's a great thing, there's also some concern in seeing what he might do second up. But you know, a bit of time between runs and the trip in between, and the fact that he has pulled up as well as he looks to have, gives us great heart for what he could do on Derby Day.
Any problem with your filly in the first, Ken Gazeev?
Just hadn't eaten the last couple of days, and okay. That's a poor recipe to go to the races with a baby. And she's done a pretty good job, so I just figured discretion the better part of valour. I'll give her a break, and she can come back. But she's obviously a very talented filly. You know, if she wasn't feeling on top of the game, I was going to go to the races with her.
You got Rule the River resuming in the Nevison. She's did a really good job last preparation. Mm. I think she won four straight there.
Yeah.
Well drawn for a nice run here. Happy with her?
Yeah, I've been really pleased. I mean, she's lost nothing in terms of the way she gallops from last preparation to this. Obviously up in grade now, and she did a great job going through her grades, and thought she's probably unlucky at Gosford in that mare's race. Just got into a wrong spot, and it was hard to build momentum, as often happens back in the inside of Gosford. So here today, different kettle of fish, probably a tougher race, but I think fresh up really helps her. You know, she's just a good filly. I think she's entitled to a chance there. I'd be surprised if she wasn't competitive.
Okay, 1,200 first up, no issue?
No, not at all. She's been effective from 1,000 through to 1,200. She's certainly fit enough, so the 1,200 won't pose an issue.
Barrier one, can she take advantage of that?
I think so, to some degree. I mean, I'm thinking she's probably going to be second, maybe third set of pairs. Just depends on how quickly the others want to go. At least with an inside draw, you don't have to try and do anything too exotic. You just sort of go along and get on the bit and travel. And, you know, where she settles is probably going to be a function of what the others want to do.
You're in Melbourne at Caulfield. You got Mo Queen. Well, she had 2,000 metres written all over her winning last start.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with that. Really happy, and she's done well since. You know, she's got some Melbourne. Blake wrote her in a piece of work, fairly steady work as it was, but anyway, wrote her in the work on Thursday morning and was really pleased.
Okay.
So I think we're in good shape for today.
Beautiful. Any other plans to take anything else to Melbourne? You've got obviously Thunder Fantasy.
Yeah, Thunder Fantasy's here. The Hierarchal's here. He was a bit disappointing off an adventurous ride on Wednesday. So he just got a bit too far back and what turned out to be a slightly run race. And then found it tough to sort of keep going after taking off the 750. So I thought under all the circumstances the run was okay. He goes to Geelong as a lead up to what used to be the Lavazza Long Black.
Mm-hmm.
On Cup Day. And there's a couple of others as well, Spider Coda, but you know, he's still finding it hard to find the winning post, I think, unfortunately.
Yeah. Good luck today.
Righto, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Anthony. Anthony Cummings joining us there with the run-through of Rule the River and his runners in Melbourne today, particularly Mo Queen. We're going to take a break. There's no extra early scratchings at this stage for Randwick. We're monitoring those. And in Melbourne, the three scratchings in the Cup, Tarzino, Big Memory and Fanatic. Back with more shortly. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. Be part of the thriving coffee industry. Find out more at their free information seminar on October 22. See The Coffee Guy van in action. Try the coffee. Meet the franchisees. Spaces are limited. Register online now to qualify for one of three 6K startup bonus packs. Find out more at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next caller is Mick, who has something to say to Greg.
Yeah, Greg Hall. I just love him. Ever since the Derby, I backed him on Mahogany, and once he kicked in the straight, no one had an answer. I'll never forget it.
Stunning, Mick. Stunning. It's easy to love a bet this spring carnival because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the finish line. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Flying out of Mascot? Need somewhere safe to leave the car? Airport Auto Storage offers secure undercover storage for just $285 per month, all inclusive. This blows away airport parking at $525 per month and others around Mascot from $425 per month. Whether you plan to be away for 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months or more, make it Airport Auto Storage. Book in at 93173960 or visit allcarstorage.com.au.
You know when you're loading a pallet of cement into the back of your ute?
Stop!
Yeah, it's the moment just after you realise it doesn't actually fit.
Oh.
Then you feel your heart drop as you start the process of loading each bag, one by one. If only you were driving a Volkswagen Amarok with the biggest tray size in its class, you just know that it'll get the job done in one go. And with the Amarok Core 4x4 from only $39,990 drive away, you just know it's a great deal. Conditions at vwoffers.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
Welcome back. This is Racing HQ Saturday with the very latest heading towards City Tats Day coming up at Randwick. Repeating, the track is a good three. The Penno at Randwick, 4.97, and the rail is true. The other main New South Wales meeting at Newcastle, it's a soft seven. They had a lot of rain during the week. 48, I think, fell on Thursday, but that track will certainly improve today, given fine and about 25 degrees in Newcastle today. No extra earlies at this stage. We're counting down to official scratch time in the next few minutes. Ron Duffacy, Mike Fraser with us, and so to our next guest, Gerald Wright. Oh, Gerald, just before I come to you, Ron and Mike, I mentioned Peter O'Brien from Sedgenhoe celebrating his 50th. Well, it's birthday day today because our one of our other good mates, Rod Craig, turns 70 today. So happy birthday to you, Rod.
Yeah, good on him. He's up the Gold Coast now, isn't he, Rod?
I don't know. I haven't seen Rod for a little while, but happy birthday to him there as well. All right, let's welcome in Gerald Ryan. How are you, Gerald? Gerald Ryan just coming online. We'll try him again. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. I want to start, Ron, do you want to start with King Light, given what we've spoken about with Spieth this morning?
Oh, yeah, we can, Andrew. We can go to the last because Gerald looks pretty strong with the dangers to Spieth there. Gerald, King Light, he's a talented horse. He's trialled well since that first up run down the straight. Any excuses there?
Oh, I probably ran him in the wrong race first up run. You know, went 1,200 up the straight off a soft trial, and he was probably not seasoned enough for it. And might have went down there a bit late and didn't get there until the Thursday morning. And no, just wasn't 100% with him just on the day. So, you know, brought him home, freshened him up, and he trialled good the other day. And still getting to know the horse. Like, I only had him for 8 days before the Arrow Field. And that was his first run for us this time round. But he's done well. He looks terrific. He's freshened up good and he trialled well.
He seems an aggressive sort of horse. Is that right? Or...
Well, at home, no.
Okay.
Not. He surprised me at Flemington for the way he'd been here at home and then jump out here, and also at in his trial when Kieran rode him, he wasn't aggressive, but he surprised me at Flemington when he jumped and raced away. He did that there, and we were going to try and ride him behind the speed in the trial, but since the trial field come out, well, there didn't look to be any speed in the trial, and he got there himself, and I thought he travelled quite kind in the trial. You know, he took the nose roll off and put a crossover noseband on, and he travelled well, and he quick and good in the straight.
Your other runner in that race is Ins and Outs. He comes out of what looks a very, very high rating race there last time.
Yeah, it did rate very high, that race, and first time at Caulfield, first time away from home. He was honest. But he again come home, and did take him down there to Kensington. I'm leaving him down there for a little bit, a few more races down there for him. But he probably didn't settle in as well at Caulfield as you'd hoped. And but anyhow, I brought him home and aimed him a couple of races up here. But he's done well. He looks good. He looks really good actually, and he appears to be going well.
Is there much between them today?
I would have thought. No, I do think King Light's a genuine group horse where on his best behaviour he's a genuine group horse, but what's he had? 8 starts, he's probably still learning his caper, or 9 starts, he's still learning his caper, and the other horse he's probably just a good handy, perhaps just off the top sprinter, you know.
In the Brian Crowley, you've got a couple of runners here. Star of Monsoon, he's still a maiden after 6 starts, but he has plenty of talent.
He's got heaps of talent. I always thought he'd come back in this time with everyone who rides him and what he's showing here at home. He'd be know, perhaps a Caulfield Guineas horse. But when we got him moving those maidens where he was on softish tracks, he wasn't letting down properly. He travelled good through a race, and so I just thought after he ran at Kembla that I might be trying to make him go too far. Brought him back in Journey, and you know, he raced really well, ridden back off the pace in a good race, and the winner came out and won the other day, and the second horse won on Wednesday. So coming out of good form race, admittedly it is harder, but you know, he'd be ridden quiet again today, and hopefully he can run on. But he has got good talent, that horse, and it wouldn't surprise me if he won a run at one of these races one day, you know.
Yeah, so you're feeling now that he's just a sprinter?
Off the back sprinter, yeah, I do reckon that, yeah.
This other filly, I'm not underselling her. She's looked determined type of filly, winning her two races back.
Yeah, she has, and maybe a midweek class and against her own sex, but you know, she's filly's always showing good promise. She hasn't had the easiest runs in both runs back, where today off the gate and the speed is out wide, she's going to get a good run. She does drop 8 kilos from her win the other day, so no, she's done well. She's a big, strong girl. Right? She's not a little weak filly. She's a big, strong girl, and no, she's done everything right leading to it, and she feels well. And no, she'll be competitive. She'll be competitive in it. Yeah.
Your other runner's Magic Alibi in race 8, the Nevison, back to Sydney here.
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing that Caulfield, after a good run first up, she's a little disappointing at Caulfield, but she's done well and worked well and looks well. And you know, just before she went to Melbourne, she galloped on the Monday morning. She worked really, really well. She just might have left it there that morning on a float trip down. So we kept her well and good in herself and having overworked her, and she seems bright and well.
Okay. Good luck with them today, Gerald.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Gerald. Gerald Ryan going through his runners. And guys, another text from Terry Bailey. Yeah. A set square has come out of the Caulfield Cup on Vet's advice.
Jeez.
Stepping short behind this morning, according to Kieran Maher. So that's just receiving that text from Terry Bailey, the Chief Steward of Racing Victoria. Set square out of the Caulfield Cup on Vet's advice. Stepping short behind. So what are we down to? 16.
Yes.
With Tarzino coming out this morning, Set Square, Big Memory and Fanatic. You don't want to see any scratchings in big races, but I guess the only thing is, Ron, that they haven't been big in them. You know, they're not one of the favourites in the race.
No, that's right. No, look, it's their racehorses. Things go wrong, and
yep,
on the day you've got to have them right. So if there's any little niggling problems, obviously you've got to pull them out.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mike, I've been wanting to ask you about the Brian Crowley. How do you see it set up here today?
Well, I think the tempo of the race is the key here, because I had a few of the wider runners in Foxtails, Guard of Honour and Super Maxi, all drawn wide and all going forward. So it just depends how the race unfolds in the initial stages, whether some of these backmarkers get a chance to get a drag in the race. Of course, Guard of Honour, he's the, you know, the pretty short price favourite, but Christian Reed's got a little bit of work to do there to get across and get into the right spot. Of course, we've got El Divino coming off, two pretty good runs against the best horses, freshen up, back in distance with blinkers on. I think that, he could react also. And those ones that Ronnie mentioned down the bottom there, Suspenders, Sprite, they're all good horses. Even this horse, Faraway Town Fresh, has got ability too. So, super little race.
Yeah, it's a great little race. Bjorn Baker Stable certainly up and about at this stage going through the spring into the summer. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
Be pretty happy with your lot. I know you'd like to have those sort of good group horses, but you had that bug go through. They're starting to slowly come back now through trials.
Yeah, they are indeed. So we're not too far off. I guess the likes of Winning Rupert here to jump out yesterday, he's going well. And, of course, Egyptian Symbols back today.
Hmm. Let's start with her, Bjorn. She's just looked outstanding at the trial. We know she's a good mare and how tough she is. She went through her last preparation in amazing style.
Yeah, she did. I think this is the first time we've really had she's had a good break and had a smooth preparation so far. So it's never easy. You're up against the older mares and things change, but her work and how she's been going at home and trials suggest she's going very well. But these sort of races are never easy either.
Has she matured and done well with that spell?
Yeah, she's definitely bigger and stronger. And she's going, I think, if anything, she's improved. So I hope that's the case. I guess we'll find out today.
She's been ridden differently on occasions. Do you think she could show any gate speed here today?
Oh, we'll just see how she jumps. And she's drawn probably a little bit awkwardly, but she'll be, if she's midfield with a bit of cover, we'll be very happy.
Okay. Back to the first race, Goodfella. He made good ground late last week. What do you think about him today? How's he done?
Oh, I just wish he had drawn well. I know there's four scratchings, but he's still out in seven, which is with the two-year-olds, if you can find that rail, it's always a big advantage. But he seems to have come through that run fine. We haven't had to do anything with him. And if he can just show a little bit more speed today and put himself in the race, which I think he can, he's definitely not out of it.
And Zoke, he's much better than what we saw first up.
Well, a couple of big question marks on him. Last time we sort of put his preparation down to the wet track, and he's going to have to make good improvement in a hurry. He looks great, and his work's been good, so we really have to see him show something today.
In race three, the Reverend Demon?
Yeah, his last two wins have been good. I've always thought he'll get over a trip, so up the mile today should help him. He had a little bit of a virus when he first came in, so I think he's continued to improve, and he's going to have to today, Saturday grade, but he looks well.
He should get on pace favours here. They should concede to him up front.
Well, I hope that's the case.
Mm. And Cool Ring, he's got a great will to win in the last. He's a prize winning this distance first up last prep. He's a horse you could never undersell.
Yeah, he's been a great horse, and he's definitely stakes class horse, and he has drawn one. The bunkers stay on him first up. Often we've held off putting them on until he's fit and got a good base, and we put them on first up last time, and he won at very good odds. It's a good field. It's probably stronger than I anticipated, but he's going well, and he's a sort of horse that does bob up when you least expect it as well.
Okay, but Egyptian Symbol looks the P for the stable today. She looks in good form.
Yeah, I think so. Yep, she's the best chance.
Beautiful.
All right, good luck today, Bjorn. I hope they run well for you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Bjorn Baker there running through his runners. The scratchings have gone final now for City Tats Day coming up at Randwick. Repeating, it's a good three there at Randwick. A penno of 4.97. The rail is true. And what a day of weather. Fine and sunny at about 24, 25 degrees with only a light wind. The wind's going to be a lot lighter than what we've had the last few weeks there at Randwick. So these are the final scratchings. Race 1, number 5, Patria. 6, Poetic Charmer. 7, Thrilled. And 9, Kanga's Eye. 5, 6, 7 and 9 are out of the first. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, number 7, Major Sharp. Race 4, number 7. Race 5, number 3, Hearn's Oak. Number 3. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 7, Hair Trigger. Number 7. And Race 8, number 12, GNC. And 14, Zin Zan Elzy. So 12 and 14 out of Race 8. Now, repeating these jockey changes, in Race 5, number 1, Power Line, is Andrew Atkins claiming 2. That's Race 5, number 1, Andrew Atkins. Race 8, number 7, Just a Blur, is Bobby Alyssa. Bobby Alyssa. In Race 9, the rider for 5, How Much Do You Love Me, is Matt McGilvray. Race 9, number 5, Matt McGilvray. And in the same race, the rider for 11, Fine Mist, is Brendan Ward. Brendan Ward. So take note, in that ninth race, the rider for 5, Matt McGilvray, and the 11 is Brendan Ward. That's the scratching information for us here for the Australian Turf Club. And James Heddo, the racing manager for the Australian Turf Club, is on the line on Racing HQ. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to have you on Racing HQ Saturday, and lots happening. We're obviously City Tats Day today, but looking forward to next Friday, night racing beginning again at Canterbury.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Look, this season we've increased our night meetings from 5 to 9, and
that's a little bit of a precursor of things to come, I think, in years ahead, where we will look at opportunities to further increase night meetings and look at ways to further engage with our customers that can attend meetings on a Friday night rather than a midweek meeting.
Lots of things happening with the Friday. We've got the $5 that you've been having the last couple of years, but what about the food markets that are so big at Canterbury?
Yeah, they are. Look, they've commenced on a Sunday and they've been tremendously popular with the local community to head out there and head to the venue and enjoy a wide range of different food opportunities. So we're going to implement those each Friday night. There's about 30 stalls there and people will be able to come out and there's such a wide range there, Andrew. I'm sure there's something for everyone.
Yeah, I understand. And those $5, you know, the food and beverages and the entry, they must have been working in previous night seasons.
Very popular. We're actually offering free entry this year, and it's just another strategy to try and get people to attend and really enjoy what we can offer. So, but the $5 food and beverage offerings, very popular. It just makes it such an affordable night for people to head out with their families and enjoy live racing and in a time zone when people are more available.
Understand. James, with the extra prize money that obviously we're seeing now on a Saturday from your point of view and across the board in country and provincials, what's happening with Friday night prize money?
Look, normally they'd be a seven-race program, Andrew, offering $40,000 each race. But what we've been able to do in conjunction with Racing New South Wales is to add an additional eighth race, which will be an $80,000 feature race.
Right.
Each Friday night. That just adds a little bit more interest into the racing program. Mm. The races will either be what we'll call an evening star, which will be a race for five-year-olds and up, or a shooting star, which will be a race for three-year-olds. So across the nine meetings, there will be one $80,000 feature race, and I'm sure that'll prove very popular with trainers and owners.
Ron, I'll bring you into this with the night racing Friday night, but this extra race and the extra prize money, it's a great bonus for participants.
Yeah, definitely. I think the night meetings that we've had, a feature race on, it's sort of worked a lot better than the lower grade races, so hopefully they're well supported. I'm sure they will be, those $80,000 races, and they'll attract a little bit of interest. Do you think this meeting today, James, will be well supported by the public?
Oh, absolutely. Last week, Ron, was tremendous. And as has been reported, we actually had a bigger crowd last week than, you know, the Epsom Metrop Day. But I think that's a flow on from people coming out and having such a great experience that, you know, they want to come again and they bring some friends with them. And with the weather as it is and the racing fantastic in Sydney and in Melbourne as well, I think there's no better reason to come out than come out to Randwick and enjoy everything we can offer here today.
And a bit of entertainment again after the last today?
Yeah, that's proved great. Have a little bit of a dance after the last race. And look, we opened the stables up as well, obviously, till later in the evening, and they were lining up well before the last race to get into that facility. And you can get out on the veranda and watch the band and have a bit of a dance and just extend the enjoyment for the afternoon and into the evening. So it's really proved popular, and again, another massive crowd expected today.
And the other one with next Friday night at Canterbury is that it's big group one racing at Moonee Valley, the Manukato. So people will be able to get into free entry at Canterbury and enjoy the not only the local racing, obviously, but watch it all from the valley.
Yeah, we go every half hour with our races in conjunction with Melbourne, and we'll kick off at 6:15. And the last race in Sydney will be at 9:45, and obviously they'll go from 6:30. It works really well just with the Sydney and Melbourne races. It's really pumping and always something happening on track. So on the big screen as well, you'll be able to watch those Melbourne races, but it coordinates really well, and that Manukato Stakes will be quite interesting to see how it unfolds.
I'm not sure if you're watching the TV this morning, but between you and Michael Fraser sending your own photos in from about 30 years ago, I don't know where they're plucking these photos from.
I'm not sure what they're using on, actually.
Oh, yeah, well,
I'm more than happy with that. Yeah.
It's when you first started with the STC, I'm sure.
That's a long time ago.
I reckon it goes back to Gossie's days.
Yeah.
But Yeah, no, I'm happy with that, if that's the case.
Yeah.
We might have to lighten the hair the next time we have you on, but good luck with that, mate. It's night racing at Canterbury on Friday night, the first of those, and we wish you the best today for City Tats Day. Thanks for your time, James.
Thanks, Andrew. Just one other thing I'd like to add. What we've done for the country trainers is we put a travel
benefit
on if they bring a horse down on a Friday night. So we understand a lot of trainers that have a runner in the highway race actually arrive on the Friday due to the distance it is to travel. So what we've done is we've said if you also have a runner on the Friday, one or more runners on the Friday night as well as a highway race, the next day there's a $500 travel benefit that we'll pay. We understand the costs associated with travelling in from the country. So if you've got a highway or runner in a highway race on the Saturday, you're coming down on the Friday, we're just trying to encourage them to have a look at the program on a Friday night, and if you can throw one or more on the float with the highway runner and bring some down for the Friday night, there's a $500 travel rebate available from the ATC.
Righto, tremendous stuff for the country. Good luck with the week ahead. Thanks a lot, James.
Yeah, thanks very much.
James Heddo there from the Australian Turf Club. It's Canterbury Foodies Market trackside every Friday night racing at Canterbury, and it begins next Friday. This is Racing HQ. We'll take a break, more interviews, and don't forget we're not far away from the full preview for Randwick races today.
Sky Sports Radio is ready to launch into another season of night racing at Canterbury. To Canterbury for Schweppes Night Racing. It's just 10Ks from the city. Everything is just $5. Entry, house wine and beer. Plus there's delicious street food and market stalls. The perfect way to start a weekend. Friday Night Racing from Canterbury. Here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications, in alliance with Gerald Ryan, offer a precocious filly by Australia's leading second season sire, Fox Wedge. The highest ever rated son of Fastnet Rock from Undercover. Dam of six winners and related to 57 stakes horses, including Polar Success, Ain't Seen Nothing, Bring Me the Maid and Backman. Race this high quality filly with the Dynamic Gerald Ryan team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
On the line is Stuart, who found love earlier than expected.
That's right. Yeah, it was just after the third leg of the quaddy.
Go on.
Well, I was 3 from 3 and even had a roughie in there, but the last leg had me nervous, the quaddy killer. So I went for Tab's quaddy cash out and still came out in front.
That'll settle the nerves. If you love an early collect, cash out of your quaddy this spring carnival with Tab's quaddy cash out. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Nothing beats fresh underwear. And when it comes to fit, style, comfort and wearability, nothing beats Mojo Down Under. This Australian-made men's underwear range is simply ordered online. Just pick your style, then pick your size, and they take care of the rest. Mojo Down Under will initially send you 3 pairs of Mojos, then 1 pair of Mojos each month. The longer your subscription, the more you save. Mojo, underwear for the everyday sportsman. Visit mojodownunder.com.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by Tab. We love a bet.
Yes, this is Racing HQ Saturday. Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser with us. And Ron, John O'Shea's our last of our key interviews. Of course, key runners in both states, Sydney and Melbourne today. A lot of expectation for Godolphin, also with Charlie Appleby's horse, Scottish, in the Caulfield Cup. And John, I met Charlie yesterday at Werribee. I think he's just in the light 40s, 41 I think he might be, and he's been with Godolphin 18 years, and he was so excited just to have a runner at Caulfield.
Yeah, he's one of the true gentlemen of the turf. Andrew would have been a nice bloke with Charlie, and it's great to have him down here. He's a great bloke to enjoy his company and look forward to catching up with him today.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he might be a good bloke and all, but it wouldn't be bad if you could knock him off with Tally today. John, this barrier's not ideal.
No, it's not, Ron. It's a shame because, you know, it's sort of been a good 6 months in preparation for this race, and we're coming up with 19, but well, young Brenton sort of riding well, and we'll just roll forward and might, you know, take our chances from there, and if he can get him across, well, he'll be very competitive.
Yeah, okay, so just a little positive out of the barrier, not negative.
No. Look, I think it's a race, with all due respect, with a long tail. And I think if you get back there today, you're going to have trouble finding something to bring you in the race. So we're going to get up, and we've got no weight, and try and make our own luck.
Just on that, John, you've been speaking all the way along about getting him to Caulfield for this race through probably unsuitable races. You mentioned the drop in weight. I mean, has everything gone to plan for this race today, bar the barrier?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It just looks that it's been his target all the way, and he's just continued to improve, hasn't he, John? So he's ready to perform on the day.
Well, he's got a good record fourth up, Duff, you know, so he tends to run a really good race fourth and fifth, so... You know, we just brought him along steady early on, and you know, he got himself going in the Turnbull, and he's come on since then. So, you know, if he's good enough, he'll be in the finish, because he can't go any better than we got him.
Can you? I don't know if you're in a position, but can you give us a comment on Scottish from the Godolphin team? Is there a feeling around amongst the organisation that he'll run well?
Well, I think they're very happy with him, Ron. That he's travelled well and he's worked well, and he's obviously had a very good campaign in Europe. Charlie didn't run him in a mile and a half this prep, but if you go back through his form before Charlie got him, he had very effective mile and a half form in Europe. So I think he'll be there, and he'll look to win it for a long way, to be fair.
We'll stay in Melbourne. Your three colts in the Gothic Stakes. You got Trenchin, who had no luck there, second up. Morton's Fork was a good first up win, and I thought Peacock was pretty good facing the win the other day.
Yeah, I think today we felt all along that Caulfield would suit Peacock, and I think he gets the gun run, you know, box seat, coming, you know, really a bit unlucky the other day, and today's probably his day, but going forward, you know, Morton Fork probably the best of the three.
Okay. Lucinari third up, probably excuses in two runs back.
If you can make ground today, obviously she's going to be back second last. She's got very effective at 1,100 that need to run along and be able to get over the top of them. Well, sometimes you can, but we're very happy with it. I mean, she had no luck the other day coming out of a strong race.
Kent was an eye catcher the other day. Just a question whether he's just looking for Flemington.
Well, he's in good order. He's worked brilliantly. Got an awkward gait today. But if he can get a bit of luck early on, I think he'll run very well.
Hmm. Race 6, It's Somewhat. He seems to map well here.
Who's that? Sorry, Ron?
It's Somewhat.
Yeah, I reckon he's a really good chance. I think he looks to get a beautiful run just in behind the lead when there's a good tempo. And he's one of the few horses in that race with a bit of form, you know, going well.
You got Tarquin all in there as well.
We've left him out, Ryan. We're going to send him to the Valley on Friday night.
Okay, and your other runner in Melbourne's Pearls, who's racing very well.
She is in a strong race, you know. Like, but that's those Sydney mares seem to probably have a mortgage on the race. She maps well, and she's just in a good vein of form as well. So she'll be very competitive, but it's a strong race.
Sydney, you pulled out your 2 2-year-olds early there.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, Ron. They're both beside each other there on Thursday morning, both ended up with temperatures.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing more than, you know, just a bit unfortunate.
Bazell, he's looked good winning his past two at Newcastle. What's your comment on him?
We've always thought very highly of him. Probably the thing that surprised us this time is his propensity to look like he wants a mile. And we always thought he's sort of going to be a very sharp conveyance. But, you know, the early parts of his both races in Newcastle, Jeff's had to sort of really get at him to hold his spot, and the best part of his race has been the last 100, so give him that opportunity to run it a mile, and should travel a lot better today at the trip, you know.
Are you thinking there's a race in Melbourne for him, or are you happy for him to run through his classes here?
Oh, we sort of have the Carbine Club there. Hopefully, you know, he can get through today and probably come down to Melbourne after that.
Moa, just knocked up after looming first up. Geez, he seemed to be bought on nicely by that trial since.
Yeah, he always takes a run or two. Ronnie's quite a gross horse, and looking for a much improved performance today, probably roll forward outside the lead, give a good kick. You know, he got good stats on firm ground at 1400, so he'd be very competitive.
Allegria, her form looks good enough for this.
Yeah, she's been a bit unlucky at both her mile and a half runs. Timmy showed a good bit of initiative the other day, And, you know, I probably wasn't the right day to do that in the sense that she's, a, you know, she's only third up and she just got found out the last 100, but it toughened her up for the day. And obviously, allergies come out and run third in the Met Top, so that's pretty strong form.
Suchet, it looks like you mean business, resuming in blinkers.
Yeah, I'm really happy with him, Ron. I've been desperate to put the hood on him for a while now and thought, you know, obviously there's nowhere to hide this time of year, so we'll get on and get it started now.
Race 8 for 2, a nice easy trial since the tippy.
I reckon she, she's got a good fresh stats, you know, at 1,200. She's going really well this time and this prep, and so we just freshened her up and put the hood back on her for the 6, and she gets a gun run from 2. I probably would like to see her draw a little bit out, to be fair. She likes to curl up and come down the centre, but she might sort of track through there. She'd get a bit of luck. I thought she'd be strong late, you know.
And Sarajevo, who he should be running on.
Yeah, it looks a lot of speed there, doesn't it, Ron? So it's one of those races where the winner will probably be sort of coming from the centre and peeling off their backs. And, you know, both him and Hawksley's horses look to have that profile, and hopefully we can be a little bit in front of him.
Did you do any work with Hartnell this morning?
Yeah, he just ticked around. He's really in a good... Both him and Araki, we're just really, really happy with both, you know, and, yeah, sort of wish the race was today, to be fair.
Okay.
But another 7 days for something to go wrong, but they are in good order, and, you know, we're looking forward to presenting them at the races, you know, in good order next Saturday.
Are you seriously thinking about running him in the Melbourne Cup?
I think that's, to be fair, Ron, that's his best chance to win a, you know, like, I think with the 55 and the program that he's had, I think that's a really good chance for him to win a good race. Just by, I mean, I suppose he's kind of Turnbull, but, yeah, I reckon that probably even presents a better race for him than the Cox Plate, to be fair.
Look forward to seeing you next week do battle.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, John.
Cheers, boys.
John O'Shea there. Ron, has it arrived?
No, a bit slow off the mark this morning.
Well, it's first time you've been at home for about five...
She's got 3 minutes. I did hear something out there, but... Okay. You got makeup on this morning? Did you put makeup...
No.
You look a bit, little bit smoother than you did in the caravan.
No, definitely not makeup. There's no one here to put makeup on, and I certainly don't know how to do it, so no, it's what you're copping is natural.
Oh, please.
You get the coffee and the breakfast, mate.
Okay.
I'll be back in a tick. Ron Duffesy and Mike Fraser back. Mark Van Gestel also from the stewards to start looking at Randwick today, but let's update on all the scratchings now for our TV and radio audience, starting at Randwick, where we've got fine and 25 degrees there. It's a good 3. Penetrometer is 4.9. The scratchings in the first, the two-year-old, number 5, Patria, 6, Poetic Charmer, 7, Thrilled, and 9, Kenga's Eye, 5, 6, 7, and 9. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, number 7, Major Sharp, number 7. Race 5, number 3, Hearn's Oak, number 3. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 7, Hair Trigger, number 7. And race 8, number 12, a GNC, and 14, Zinzan Elsie, 12 and 14. Now, those jockeys, race 5, number 1, is Andrew Atkins. Race 8, number 7, is Bobby Alyssa. And in race 9, the rider for 5, How Much Do You Love Me, is Matt McGilvray. At 11 is Fine Mist, Brendan Ward. So they're the jockey changes also, with Samantha Clinton and Winona Costin not riding today. Let's move to Newcastle now on the Beaumont. It's fine and a soft 7. Had a lot of rain on Thursday. The track will certainly improve today. Race 1 is clear at Newcastle. Take out in race 2, number 4, Harper Zozo, number 4. The third, number 6, 5 Stars Partner, and 7 All From Scrap, 6 and 7. The fourth is clear. Race 5, number 1, Barralong Road, number 1. Race 6, number 4, Trust the Boss, and 6, Made by the Moon, 4 and 6. Race 7, clear. And race 8, number 1, Involving. Race 8, number 1. The first there at about 1:20 today at Newcastle. We've got Man of League Day down at Wagga for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. Let's check out the latest information there for you. It's fine and a soft 6, the rail at 7 metres. Race 1 at Wagga, take out 2, 9 and 10. 2, 9 and 10 out of the first. Race 2, number 5. Race 3, the scratching is number 7. The fourth at Wagga, 2 and 5 are out, 2 and 5. Race 5, the scratchings are 8 and 10, 8 and 10. And race 6, take out 8, 10 and 14. 8, 10